So if you were listening to the news at the top of the hour, you will have heard that yet another event has taken place, this time in Greece, or should I say again in Greece. An Israeli beaten by three Palestinians. Very interestingly to me, he was arrested together with the attackers. The Greek police have described the event as a confrontation. Interesting use of words. And to discuss this issue and Israeli tourism in Europe and in Greece specifically in more depth, we have on the line Matan Schwartz. Matan is the Director of Executive Affairs and Partnerships at Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. Matan, thanks for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Yes, of course. Good afternoon to you and to the listeners as well.
So we've become quite accustomed to see Israeli tourists prevented from disembarking from ferries in Greece. We now see it's gone to a different level, that they're actually being beaten in broad daylight in Syntagma Square. What do we know about the nature and scale of protests targeting Israeli tourists in Greece?
So, as you mentioned yourself in the question, this is a very large scale. What we witnessed yesterday was an assault in broad daylight. On Sunday. As you mentioned with the ferry, if the passengers would have left the ferry down to the dock, they would have also been met with assault and violence. Just so happened that the ferry were precautious and they didn't let them. Disembark the ferry and they went back to sail. But what we saw the other day was absolutely a event of anti-Semitism. Just heard the couple speaking Hebrew, do not know their background, what they stand for, what they do not stand for, what they believe in, and assault them based on their nationality and religion. So again, it's another case of anti-Semitism, like we've seen many across Europe and across the world as well. We've seen cases of violence and assault in Australia as well, and in North America. So this is just another one of these cases that sadly we're seeing all over the world.
How would you rate the Greek authorities' response to the event?
I'd say confrontational is a very poor use of words. I don't know why they decide to arrest everyone. And when it comes to law enforcement, it does make sense to whoever was in an altercation to at least take into the station and interrogate. But there was definitely the Israeli couple were assaulted by people of Palestinian origin in Greece. It seems like it's a very, very poor use of words and a very, very poor use of judgment as well.
Do you think
this was definitely an assault based on religion and a hate crime?
Do you think the Greek authorities are able to distinguish between like a legitimate anti-war demonstration as opposed to an act of anti-Semitism? Do you think they have the necessary education and tools to be able to do that?
So that is a very, very good question that we at Combat Anti-Semitism Movement challenge worldwide, as we have a law enforcement training program that you'd be surprised how many law enforcers a lot of the times don't see anti-Semitism coming or don't see hate crimes coming. This is definitely one of those cases where I believe if the police force or whoever in law enforcement in Greece would have been more trained could probably distinguish the difference. You can see it in hate crime online, and you can see it also in graffiti writings in the cities. And we've seen our law enforcement program work in many places that have decided to use such methods. I believe that they can be much more trained. And we try to get all over the world. We have presence in Europe as well, And I believe with maybe a little more training, maybe they could have prevented this as well. But again, it's hard to catch them all.
Can you concretize that a little bit more for me? I want to understand what it is you're talking about. You're saying you actually have a program which you can roll out to law enforcement authorities Europe-wide, which will provide them with the training in order to have the tools to understand the difference. What are you teaching them? Give me a sense.
Exactly. So first of all, we teach how to detect anti-Semitism or hate crime early on, if it's by certain language used online, or it's by certain graffiti drawn on certain on walls, if it's in campuses in the United States that we've seen, or if in cities around the world. It doesn't mean that necessarily if someone graffitied a certain word or a certain sign or a certain symbol, it means that there will be an anti-Semitic incident tomorrow, but it could very well prevent one or very well indicate on one coming.
I'm wondering how to couch the next question correctly without coming across as implicit bias. What has been the Greek history vis-a-vis its Jewish population and anti-Semitism?
Come again, I'm sorry?
I'm trying to understand whether what we're witnessing on the streets of Athens is a new phenomenon or it's part of something bigger and longer.
So definitely it's part of the world phenomena of a rise in anti-Semitism all over the world, especially among immigrant communities, if it's in Europe, Australia, or even Latin America or North America. So it is part of a world phenomena that has definitely been boosted since the war in Gaza on October 7th. However, in Greece, relatively, I would say in Greece, relatively, this is a new phenomena that Israelis and Jews have always been welcomed in Greece. We have an historic conflict of Christians and Muslims in Greece and Turks in Europe and Ottomans that goes way back, that Greece used to usually side with Christians or with Israel if it was geopolitics against Turks or Muslims. So that's why you can say it's relatively new, but it is definitely part of the world phenomena of the rise in anti-Semitism that not necessarily always has to do with immigrant communities in Europe, but a lot of the times immigrant communities are associated with these incidents, like we just saw in Greece, where it just so happened to be the attackers were from Palestinian origin.
Are there significant populations of Palestinians in Greece?
Not that I know of. However, you do have many Syrian refugees who came in as a result of the Syrian civil war and settled in Greece, as well as many Iraqi and Kurdish immigrants. You have a small Kurdish population in Greece as well. I'm not saying that every immigrant in Greece is anti-Semitic or is hateful towards Jews or any other minority. And I don't recall that any one of the Syrian refugees that came into Greece since the civil war have been involved with any anti-Semitic incidents. But like Greece and like many countries across Europe, you do have a rise in communities that have been protesting with the pro-Palestinian movement and with anti-Zionism, which we know is anti-Semitism. So you have seen that. It's not Greece, it doesn't stand alone. Greece's part, I'd say, is together in the rise with many countries. You've seen protests in Italy, Spain, Belgium, Holland, etc.
It's really interesting because I've watched a bit of Israeli television. I've streamed it over the past couple of months, and very often they will do a particular spotlight, a particular holiday resort in Greece. And maybe because economically Greece has been in tough places recently, it seems like they're crying out for Israeli tourism. They want the Israeli shekel. They want the Israeli tourists. Some of them seem to speak Hebrew. They've even got menus out in Hebrew. I mean, it really looks like it caters for an Israeli market. And yet on the other hand, there's a small minority who seem to be hell-bent on sabotaging it.
Well, you can say the same thing about the Turkish market. If you'd go 10 years ago, you'd see every hotel had a representative speaking Hebrew, and the Turkish hotels and the Turkish industry wanted Israeli tourism and wanted Israelis to come to Turkey, but we know that changed. Geopolitics changed, times change as well. I think if you ask the average Greek or the average Greek that works in tourism, that works in a hotel or in a restaurant or some kind of entertainment, he wants the Israeli tourism. I don't think he even defines between tourism where they come as long as they spend money on their tourist attraction.
Yeah.
But that's, again, if you talk to the average Greek, but like we've seen in the streets of Athens, there you've seen hostility towards Jews.
So has the Israeli government come up with any kind of travel warning at this stage for Israelis traveling to Greece or intending to go?
Nothing special, just a general warning of caution, not to stand out any Jewish or Israeli symbols, which is something that has been common for a few years now, even before.
It sounds like we've lost you, which is a great pity.
Yeah, and Israel is very... Sorry. Yes?
No. I lost you on this side, but you're back. Please continue saying what you were saying.
Yes. So like I'm saying, Israel as a country, the Israeli government hasn't taken seriously enough this measure of anti-Semitism or protecting Jews or Israelis when they travel abroad. Unfortunately, there's just been a general warning caution to stay cautious and be aware.
Wow, this really is going back to the 1930s. This is what our grandparents experienced in Europe. I never thought we'd be living through these times, that's for sure. Final question for you. If your family were considering a trip to Greece, where would you stand on the issue?
Listen, I very much my own personality and how I act is I do not hide my Jewish identity. I do not hide who I am. I am very proud of who I am. I'm very proud of my religion. I'm proud of my nation. I'm proud of my identity. And I would not hide that. And hopefully I would not have to come.
We've lost Matan, but that was my final question for him in any event. It is absolutely fascinating that this is the point that we have got to. I mean, good on Matan for saying he travels and he travels proud, but most Jews, pretty much wherever one goes, be it the United States or Europe, are not running around so confidently with kippot on their heads. Most of them have got baseball caps or other elements of disguise to make them stand out somewhat less obviously.